taste, the village settles down, undetected by the stars. And the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep. And the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy imprisoned 'neath the covered wooden shaft. Folds the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smoulders, blanket smoke into the room. And the day will end for some, as the night begins for one. Staring through the message in his eyes lies a solitary sun. From the mountain called Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly, and the patience in his sigh gives no indication for the townsmen to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dog. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night to cry, "It's really me, really you, really me. It's so hard for us to really be, really you, really me. You'll lose me, though I'm always really free." And the mountain moved its eyes to the world of realize, where the snow had saved a place for the wild. Dreadful cry as the rope began to rise, for the smile stayed on the face of the wide-eyed boy from Free Cloud. And the woolly one's brow clutched the heart of the crowd as the boulder smashed down from the mountain's hand, and the magic in the stare of the wild-eyed boy said, "Stop, Free Cloud, they won't think cut me down." Oh. But the cottages fell like a playing card held, and the tears on the face of the wise boy came trembling down to the rumbling ground, and the missionary mystic of peace love stumbled back to cry among the clouds. Kicking back the pebbles from the Free Cloud Mountain track.